Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
America is very powerful. If it launched an attack, how would the Khilafah survive?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The last decade has shown, not just to the world, but even Americans, that resorting to military action, as the neocons did, actually weakens America's military capabilities. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have exposed America's weakness. America has become reliant on the Muslim rulers, their airspace and supply lines. In Afghanistan, the U.S. has failed to subdue the Taliban, who lacked the military capability relative to the U.S. Muslim rulers happily gave the U.S. access to military bases and airspace to conduct its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and these bases have allowed the U.S. to supply its troops on the front lines in its war. The Khilafah would need to mitigate the possibilities of an attack even occurring. It will do this by annexing and expanding very quickly so that the U.S. will then be dealing with a much larger area. As Afghanistan and Iraq has shown, the U.S. the longer the supply lines have to travel, the weaker the front lines. So it should be borne in mind that the U.S. makes use of a number of military bases that have been provided to them by the Muslims, by the Muslim rulers. Cutting such supply lines will severely hinder U.S. capabilities. The ultimate deterrent is developing weapons of mass destruction. It will be very unlikely that the U.S. will undertake such actions as if it knows the nations in question can respond with destruction. Libya was forced to give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons in return for being welcomed back into the international community, while possessing Africa's largest oil reserves, which was what the West really had their eyes on. Gaddafi gave up his pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. If Libya possessed WMDs, the West would have thought twice about invading the country. Unification of the Muslim countries under the Khilafah will leverage the benefits of people, resources, and geography. A unified Muslim world will then be better able to compete with the U.S. and the EU with the growing powers of India, China, and Russia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.